San Diego a couple weeks ago. Is Dee Ford having the kind of impact you projected he would?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think Dee's been an improving player and doing a lot of things that we want to see. You know, and again, like when we're talking San Diego, he obviously had the splash plays with the sacks, but there was a lot of other really good football plays, and that's really what I think we're all looking for, whether it's Dee or anybody else. We're trying to say, hey, can you consistently be able to perform at this level, whatever that is, to help us win? And I think he's done a really good job here since he's taken over with the injury. So hopefully he can keep getting better and better. That's the trick to this whole thing, I think. And I think it's one of the great challenges for all the individuals right now as you get to this end part of the season is don't level off. Don't accept that. You got to inch forward little by little. Whether hey, it's a little better stance, a little better understanding because you studied a little more, whatever it is. And if you keep doing those things, that's part of it. And that's part of every young player has to go through that to understand that, you know.
Bob, what's the best way to explain the Cleveland's 232-yard rushing on Sunday? How did that come to be?
Well, you have two elements, obviously, and it would be, one, the quarterback, at 111. Yards, so that's a big part of it, and I think I'm going to say all but 41 of that was on scrambles. He had the run at the beginning of the second half, and he had a 7 or 8 yard run on third down that was a run. It was an option play. So you got to deal with that. He's a hard guy, as everybody knows, to do it. I think the bottom line is, we didn't probably play him as well in scrambles as we like, but where we did a great job is plastering the receivers. There was very might not have been a completion on a scramble in the game, and that's challenging for those DBs and linebackers because he's back there and he's a gambling guy. I think the thing that we're most concerned with always is the base runs. And that's where we didn't play as well as we thought we could have played. So that gets down to the same thing that as you improve, it's technique. Got a couple where we missed some tackles, but I of all the things, it's just technique and playing really tough, hard-nosed, aggressive run defense,
Was it the outside, in some cases, not everybody, in some cases, was it the outside edge guys not setting the edge, or was it them?
No, like the our longest run was up inside, okay. So that was the longest. We had one bounce outside where we didn't set the edge. And as in most cases, it's usually a team effort, in those areas as well. So, it starts with, hey, getting off the football, pad level low, strike, which is fast hands, fast feet. And then you got to go in there and you got to clean things up.
Justin and Tom aren't in there. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, how good are those two at run defense and stopping runs off the match?
They're pretty good. They're a handful. They're both big, strong people. They're hard to move, so obviously they're good football players above and beyond their ability to rush the passer.
Do teams change how they run at you when those guys aren't in there?
No, I mean, honestly, no. Like, Cleveland didn't run any new runs based on the game or anything like that, so.
Are you guys going to use one of your, I think, 12 padded practices this week? Is that something that would lead to that? Or?
I don't think so. I mean, you ask Coach Reed, but I don't think so. I think we're probably done with those.
You didn't get a credit for a sack, but were you happy with the pressure?
Yeah, well, I look at the quarterback. I always tell you guys, the one thing I look at is, did you affect the quarterback? And to me, you affect the quarterback. You can take a look at his any quarterback, his completion percentage, his ratings, and that. And when I look at that at the end of the game, that's how I determine. We wouldn't believe me. I'd be jacked up if we kept sacking him. But in the end, I just don't want him to be comfortable. And that involves, a lot of people, disguise, not letting him know what the coverage is, pressuring him, moving him off his spot. you know, because he'd got out on some scrambles, but there's other ones he had to throw the ball away on too. So there's a lot of parts of that that go in. So not really never been over concerned with that, honestly.
When do you see a quarterback opponent throw a pass to a right tackle? Does that tell you made him uncomfortable?
Well, I hope so, but I mean, we didn't have him covered, you know, besides that, you'd like to think all those things weigh on a guy, and there was pressure. And, you know, a guy like Johnny Manziel is really – he's hard to get down, and so he can escape you and throw the ball out of the end zone or throw it out of bounds and that. So you take those for what they are, and you go. And that's, like I say, like to me, the big part when he's scrambling, obviously he can make yards running, but he can make a lot more yards throwing the ball down the field, you know, and that's what you have to really bust your tail on when you're playing a quarterback like that. Probably, coach. We didn't have a design. I mean, we didn't say, hey, you know, you covered. Try to cover all bases. Yeah, we're gonna have to take. I'm gonna have to take that one in there because we didn't have him covered.
Hey, Bob, Carr is not. I mean, he'll run some this
year.
Well,
yeah, I would bet you that Carr is actually faster than Manziel. If you looked at his time, I'm pretty sure he'd be faster. But Johnny Manziel's a unique guy. I mean, you know, he can change directions three times right here, you know, and he's just got a unique ability to do that, to escape. And like we talked about before the game, his other thing is he can get out there on the edge, and he uses the entire field. He doesn't usually when you scramble, you kind of cut your field in half and you're working on one side or the other. He doesn't play like that. Everything's game, and you got to do it. So he presents a different kind of problem, you know.
With that said, you talk about affecting the quarterback, making him uncomfortable. Is that easier to do with a more conventional style of quarterback?
Well, yeah, it's different, and you certainly have to – when you have a guy like Manziel, I mean, you got to design things that are, look, we're going to try to box this guy in, and then when he goes – we're going to come and get him, you know, and that, which everybody tries to do different ways. And that certainly was part of the plan when we played him the other day. Other times he gets out, you know, sometimes when it's play action passes, when you're not in that mode, those become more of a challenge than straight drop back when you know what's going on, or down in distance would say, hey, fellas, we're getting ready for pass here. We're going to call this kind of defense or this kind of rush front and do that. But yeah, I think, you know, when you're dealing with that guy, you got to always have a plan. Like, okay, if he's starting to bother us with, you know, extending the play type movement back there, all right, we got to fix this and fix it in a hurry.
Hey, Bob, I see you wearing We Are Barry Strong brace. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with this whole Twitter campaign that's going on?
I've just heard a little bit. I'm not a big Twitter guy, like none. But I understand the power of it, and I guess the only thing I would say is, I mean, I just, you know, if there's ever a guy deserving, it's Eric Berry. I mean, you know, I just think the guy did something. First of all, he's playing at a tremendous level. He's playing as good a football since the time that, you know, I've been with him. And I think when you add on to what he did in less, barely over a year, it's amazing, you know. You know, I don't really know that. I think, you know, they said he might practice today, but that's in another wheelhouse. You know, I whoever comes out there, we coach and we go forward. Love to have him, but, you know, we've got to march on, we'll march on.
Thank you.